Greetings and welcome back to TanakhStudy.com, the podcast program in which we study Parshat HaShavua over the course of six podcasts broadcast during the week during which that parasha is read. My name is Yitzchak Yet Shalom. I'm delighted to be studying the second half of Sefer Shemot with you. We are now in Parshat Vayakel in our second podcast, which begins at Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Lamed. All of the gifts that Moshe had said have to be brought for the Mishkan have been brought, and now stage two. Moshe ben Israel, Ru'u kara Adonai Mishem, Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mate Yehuda. So he says, you see that Hashem has singled out this Betzalel. We heard about that in Parshat Ki Tisa. V'imaleh oto ruach Elohim, b'chochma, b'tvuna, v'dat, u'b'chol melacha. He filled him with the Spirit of God. He's been inspired with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with discernment, and with knowledge, and with all sorts of artisanship. After all, the famous artisan school in Yerushalayim, established many decades ago, is called Bitzalel in his honor. V'lachshov machshavot, to calculate, meaning many of the things that are made for the Mishkan need very great detail, whether it's to make sure that the Mizbachot are exactly square and the Tachoshen is exactly square, or whether it is to be able to embroider properly the Kruvim into the Parochet, to work with the precious metals, also with the jewelry to carve in the names, to do with all of this considerable thought demanding work. He also gave him another talent, and that talent is to tell others what to do, meaning he has to be in charge of this huge project. It's not just artisanship, it's also management. He gave him a partner, Oliav from Dan. Now, Mileo Tam has two meanings. He filled them, but he also inaugurated them, as we've seen the word Miluim throughout. In Parsha Tetzaveh and in Parsha Kitisa, is used to mean inauguration or investiture. La'asot komalachat charash v'choshev, all sorts of work of carving and engraving. And also embroidering and weaving with all of these materials. People who are able to do all of this calculation and figuring. And now we hear what they actually did. Remember that in the commands of the Mishkan, it was either v'yasita, you shall do, which seems that Hashem is saying to Moshe, or v'yasu, they shall make. Well, here we hear about what they actually make. The Asa, Betzalel Oliyah b'chol ish chacham lev, so the entire team makes, Asher natan Adonai chokhma u'tvuna b'hema, l'adam l'asot l'kol melachat avodat ha'kodesh, l'chol asher tziva Adonai. So all of these people that Hashem gave all this wisdom to, they did all of melachat avodat ha'kodesh for everything that Hashem commanded. And now, let's see what happens. Vayikra Moshe, el Betzalel Oliyah b'chol ish chacham lev, asher natan Adonai chokhma b'libo. Notice the consistent reference to the wisdom being a gift of God. So there's two components that each person has to have, two characteristics. One, they've been given this great divine wisdom. And the second thing is, they've been inspired to do this work. So they took all of the gifts that Bnei Israel brought to Moshe, and people kept bringing the next morning. They kept bringing every morning more things. Then all of the workers, all of these wise men who were doing all the different kinds of work, came to Moshe, and Moshe and Limor, Marbim Ha'am Lahavi. People are bringing too much. You know, they're bringing to us individually at our workstations. They're bringing too much. It's more than is needed for the malacha. And for probably the only time in history, by Tzav Moshe, Moshe put out a command, and they sent the word out through the camp, saying, "Ish ish al yasu od malacha l'tumat hakodesh. Do not do any more work of donation." They stopped bringing. The donation was actually called off because they had reached their goal and surpassed it. And the malacha was enough. Malacha, you're being the gift, was enough, and there was actually extra left over. And now let's hear how they actually did the work. They made the Mishkan 10 curtains. This is now the inside cover of the Mishkan. We're starting with that, even though in Truma, that shows up after the Aron, the Kaporet, the Kruvim, the Shulchan, and the Menorah. Here we're starting with the Mishkan, and the famous Gemara that speaks of that, which we will mention in one of the next podcasts. Shesh Mozar Utcher Vagamam Talat Shani Kruvim Maseh Choshev Osa Ota, just as described in Truma. Orech Ariyah Chat Shmoneh V'Sim Bama, each one is 28 long. V'Rochav Arba Bama, by 4 wide. Ariyah Chat Midah Chat L'Chol Ariyot, each one has the same measure, 28 by 4, and they make 10 of them, so it's 28 by 40. And each five were put together. So you had now 28 by 20 and 28 by 20. And then they made rings out of tchelet on the edge of one of these five together. And they did the same thing on the other one. 50 of these strips that are going the length of the 28 amot, asa b'riyachat, v'chamishim la'ot, asa b'kze ariyah, asher b'chmer la'shinit, 50 on each side. Makbilot halu la'ot, achat la'chat, they face each other, corresponding to each other. V'yaz, 50 karsei zahav, and they made 50 golden snaps, connectors. V'chaberat ariyot, achat la'chat, b'karsei v'ayim ha'mishkan achad, and they put them together with these golden connectors, and now the Mishkan was one. Now they made the second cover, which is the goat hair cover, that is the cover over the Mishkan. This is 11, so one extra strip. And it's also 30 long, not 28 long. But each strip is also 4 wide. So this now is going to be 30 times 44. The other was 28 times 40 under it. Each one is the same size. Each one is 11. Now they put 5 together and 6 together. And they put 50 rings on one side, 50 on the other side, and corresponding to each other. Now remember, when you're inside the Mishkan, everything's gold. The more you get out, then we go to bronze. So they made 50 bronze connectors, not gold, to put these 5 and 6 together to make 11, and it's going to be on top. Now there's a cover. It's the pelts of the tchashim on top of that. And that's what they put together, and now we got the three covers. The three covers are sitting there, they're not on anything yet. Because the next thing is Vayasat HaKrashim LaMishkan Atzei Shittim Omdim. So they had the acacia wood standing up. Esra Amot Orech HaKaresh. Each one was 10 high. 10 Amot high. That's like 15 feet. V'amal V'chatzi Amar Rocha V'Keresh Achad. Each one was 1.5 Amot wide. Notice there is no thickness given to it. I have a colleague who's an architect who suggests indeed that there was no thickness whatsoever. It was very thin, which would then require some other way for the boards to stand up. Shtei yadot l'keresh achad. Each one had two fingers, as it were. Meshulavot achat el achat. Ken asa l'chol kasher mishkan. So the keresh has two of these holders, and they're together. Vayaset ha-kashim l'mishkan esrim kashim v'fant negev timana. So there's 20 of these kashim that are going to be on the south side. So there'll be 40 silver sockets. Asat tachad esrim akashim for those 20. Shnei adonim zakeresh achad shnei adotav. Shnei adonim zakeresh achad keresh achad shnei adotav. Each one of them has two adonim for each keresh, because each keresh has two pegs that go down. Uletzela mishkan hashinit lifat zafon asat esrim akashim. The north side has the same thing, 20 krashim. Now, by the way, it's 20 krashim, and each keresh is 1.5 amot. That means that the north-south direction of the Mishkan is 30 amot. V'arba'im anehem kasef. And if there's 20, there's 40 adanim. Shnei adanim tachal shekar achad, two for each keresh. Oliagatamishkan Yama on the west side, Asad Shisha Krashim. That's going to have six Krashim, which would then mean theoretically nine Amot. But there's two more Krashim that are for the corner pieces. So it's ten Amot. Vayu to'amim milamata. They would all be lined up together below. Vayachtav yutamim el rosho el atabat achat. And then they'd all be lined up together with one ring. Ken asal l'shneim l'shneim miksoot. That's what they did on both corners. Vayu shmona krashim aneim kesef shisha asad dinim. So there's a total of eight there. Six directly and then two in the corner. So these now have 16 sockets. Shtei dinim shtei dinim tachat l'kerosh achat. Two for each one. Vayas brichei atzei shitim. They made bolts also out of Atzei Shittim. Chamisha l'katzei l'mishkan achat. Five bolts, which means they're running on a vertical plane across. They're running horizontally, but going down vertically. Five of them. V'chamisha v'chim l'kashtei l'mishkan ashirit. Five for the other side. Chamisha v'chim l'kashtei l'mishkan l'echatayim yama. And four or five for the one on the west side. Notice the east side hasn't been touched yet. V'yaz l'briach ha'tichon l'vroach m'toch ha'koshim l'katzei l'katzei. And the middle one, meaning there's five of them, so the third one that's in the middle goes from in through the Krashim from one edge to the other. In other words, the first, second, fourth, and fifth, the assumption is they're sitting outside of the Krashim in the rings, and the middle one goes in through the Krashim. V'atakrashim tzipa zahav, so the Krashim are plated with gold. V'atabotam asa zahav, and the rings are gold. V'atim labrichim, and they are the housings for the bolts. And the brichim themselves are also plated with gold. And then he made the parochet out of all those materials we spoke about. And again, a deliberation is involved in putting the kruvim into the design. The parochet had four shittim pillars, not krashim. Vayitzapem zahav, avehem zahav. Again, plated, gold, and having gold hooks. Vayitzok lahem arba'a adnei chasef. And then they were pushed into four adnei kesef. Here, each pole goes into one of the adanim. Vayas masach lefetach ohel tchel v'agamon tlat shenim v'shish mozah, masero keim. And then there's the masach for the front of the ohel, the east side, which has so far has no covers. And that's embroidered. V'et amudah v'chamisha v'dvavehem. The pillars, there are five of them, and there are five hooks. V'tzipar shem v'chishikehem zahav. So the top and the plating is all gold. V'adnihem chamisha nechoshet. And the adanim are five bronze adanim, not silver. We've moved outside. We're now on the border of the Mishkan, so we now go down to bronze. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast as we hear about Bezalel's creating the Kelim, which are the centerpiece of the Mishkan. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.